The Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, has admitted that there are problems with its billing system. It however says it has solved most of the problems with the software. There has been a public outcry over high bills churned out by the company, which compelled the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, PURC, to direct the company to suspend the software. According to the PURC, it has identified the software as the main cause of the overbilling. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Accra West PRO of the ECG, Eric Asante, said by the end of the month, the remaining anomalies will be rectified. He disclosed that while it is practically impossible to suspend the software, the company has stopped billing within this period. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
When we received the directive, we gave a response to them. We were in talks with them even before they went ahead to put that particular directive into the public domain. So once we were in the discussion, at least we should have shown good faith to the company so that we all know that once we are in discussion over this particular software, what are you doing about it? Because the issue is about nipping the problem in the bud and solving the problem than to say that we suspend the whole software so that the whole commercial activities comes to a halt, because it is the same software that is used to do other activities, not as if it is appealing.
So you say you've been engaged with the PURC.
Yes.
After they issued the directive, have you engaged them again? And what has been the response?
They've come out to say that we have solved most of the problem. PURC themselves, within the last few days, has come out to say that whatever directives they gave us, it was true that they saw some anomalies. And looking at the quantum of errors within the billing system, there is some permissible amount of error that is accepted when you churn out any billing. But maybe the errors that were so much, that is why they came out with that directive. For us to speak now, most of the problems we talk about has been solved, but we are not saying that we have eradicated everything.
My question is based on the fact that you were not able to implement that directive as given by the PURC.
When we are in any organized institution and you are queried to respond to certain issues, you are given a hearing before you are judged. The PURC listened to whatever issues we brought up.
But they say suspend. So the first thing is for you to suspend. In the military, they say, well, do before complaint.
No,
suspend.
We are not in the military, so excuse me to say that. The issue is that you stop the billing. We will not suspend it. I think maybe the communication was what probably didn't go down well with most of us. Because what we do is that you don't continue churning out wrong billing. You stop the billing and make sure you solve whatever is causing the abnormality.
So you stop the billing process?
Exactly. Between the few days of the 10 days, what do we have to do is that you don't bring out those wrong bills again. But I'm saying that in every billing system, you cannot churn out 100% billing that will be devoid of errors.
So what is the acceptable level of error?
At least it should not be more than 10% of whatever you are churning out.
What you are churning out, what is the percentage?
According to our regulators, what they were realizing was far above even 50%. Most customers within that particular period. And as I speak to you now, we have been able to bring out about 35,000 of our customers billing on the postpaid. And the degree of error is about 0.08 as I speak to you now. And that is a sign that most of the problems that hitherto were being encountered by customers has been nipped to the bud. Even before the directive came from the PURC, we have started working on them already. Definitely, once you work with the system, anybody who sits behind a computer and knows the average billing of a person and you end up giving out that particular bill, you should know that this is a problem with the bill and we are solving most of them. But I believe that after this month, I don't think we should have even about 10% of billing with errors.
Mr. Asante also explained the billing process and why sometimes the bill go high.
At the beginning of the month,
yeah,
the system sees everybody as a lifeline customer.
Okay.
Once you come to buy for the first time in the month, it can be any day of the month, but once it is the first time, you are seen as a lifeline customer. So when you, whatever amount you buy, you are put into the first bracket, that is 0 to 50. If you bought even 100 Ghana cedis, you are put there. The moment you consume more than 50 units, you are no more a lifeline customer, because we are saying that it is only 0 to 50 people who qualify to be lifeline customers. You can be a lifeline customer when you buy the 50 units and it lasts you for a month and you come again within the next month, you buy another 50 units, then you are a lifeline customer. We don't say once you come again to buy, we start you from zero. No. Once you exhaust your credit for the first time in the month and you buy.
So what about if you don't buy enough at the first time? For example, maybe the first time you go and you buy like 20 cedis, which is not enough for the whole month, and you have to go and buy within.
So when you come again, we graduate you. We continue from where you left off. That is what we do. We don't say that once you come again to buy, we are going to start again from, because you are still within a month. And ECD deals with a month billing system. We bill you monthly. So as and when you accumulate your units and you move into the bracket, then we charge you as we go along. But once you are able to consume whatever you buy within that particular month, that is why it is proper that you know your consumption within the particular month and you buy. But you cannot suppress your consumption too, unless you decide not to use some of your gadgets. Because if you buy 50 Ghana cedis and it doesn't last you for the whole month, and you come again to buy, you are in the 51 to 300 block. And you come to buy, we won't put you in the 51 because you've been able to exhaust the 51 to 300 and you are coming again. So we continue from where you left off until you come within a different month. Then we start again from wherever you come. That is zero.